This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about get it.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Rocking with you, your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday edition, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, August 23rd edition, is on and popping. Yours truly, Naughty, in your company, right up until 6 p.m. And, yep, I got to make it official now. The work run, the school run, we can make it nothing but fun, maintain you, sustain you, and hopefully entertain you. Yeah, school runs back in effect, and school's slowly but surely opening back up. So, you know, I want to make sure you got your mind in the right place as we get into the conversation, and you know, as we get into the show. And how do we do that? The mind-bending brain teaser. That's right. And I got Joker's Wild Party passes up for grabs. And all you got to do is get the answer right, all right? You know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And don't forget, today's Tuesday, so we're going to have the Freeport Report. We're going to check in now with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. And, of course, our guest today on the Freeport Report, Mr. C. Allen Johnson. So they'll be chiming in, and we'll be talking all things Freeport, the good, the bad, the ugly, like we always do. In addition to that, we'll still have, your headliners brought to you by Fine Threads, The Buzz brought to you by John Shoes, The Global Woman, we've seen another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll still take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because I think we have a good conversation coming up today, lots to talk about out of Freeport. And then, toward the bottom of the hour, you know what it is, Cuban Willie's numerology report. All coming up, all brought to you by The Island Game. And who has won today in Percy's pension plan? Let's see. We'll figure it out by the time we get there. So, with that being said, thinking caps on. Boy, I tell you, my Bahamian brothers are so predictable. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 68% say they have this in their vehicle at all times. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian males 100 Bahamian men, survey between 21 and 50, survey revealed that 68% always have this in their vehicles at all times. What is it? That's your mind bending and brain tease. And before you type in condom, no. That answer is a little higher. That percentage is a little higher. So think about it. Text on NC. You type in, boom. I had to erase that one. I see you erasing condom as you text in, texter. Not yes, not a machete. Okay. Which gang you riding for? A drink? Nope. Not, you got, listen. What's really going on in your life? You going from machete to cutlass. What's going on with that? Tissue. No. All right. No. Y'all go ahead and chime one in. Fire in your answers. I'll check the text momentarily. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. But I'll slide into the headliners. Who else making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Southwest Shopping Plaza location as well. Be sure to, to check them out online, finethreads.com. See all your new arrivals online. Shop online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. So, big headline. Thank God she wasn't in the chair. Mother tells of chaos that unfolded at baby shower. Story by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. And Sharon Saunders, 53, an expectant grandmother, was sitting inside her Nassau Village home when she heard a series of gunshots Sunday evening. She thought it was part of the music blaring at her 22-year-old daughter's baby shower outside. Then she heard it again. When I heard everyone start screaming and chairs start throwing about and people start running about, another set of gunshots went off, going off, and I pitched myself to the door. So on the show, the Nassau Guardian. At the time, another man tucked a gun in his pants and ran in the direction of the gunshot, she said. Police said a man was shot and killed. Two other men and two teens, ages 15 and 16, were also shot. Police said yesterday they were in stable condition in hospital. Saunders said she does not know any of the people shot. She said they were friends of her daughter's boyfriend. Everybody around here was hollering. So, very sad situation there. We talked about it yesterday. We shooting up baby showers? That's where we are? In 2022? We shooting up baby showers. Another glaring headline. Nearly 3 years after Dorian, some survivors have yet to rebuild. And this is for, this is a Green Turtle Key, Abaco, and other portions of Abaco, and Grand Bahama as well. I mean, it's the same conversation we've been having over and over. I pray the next time we have the conversation in Abaco, there's been some movement across the island completely, so all Abaconians can benefit. And of course, we'll hear from Grand Bahama today. Mitchell, hard decisions taken in PLP's first year in. PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell yesterday defended the Davis administration after former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham accused the government of mainly being focused on good public relations since coming to office. Mitchell thanked the former Prime Minister for his general support of the PLP's first year in office. That's a nice spin. I expected that. They spin it. 1 year in. Not a hairbrush. Listen, I don't know what's going on with you, right? But you gone from a brush to a mask to a tire gauge to feminine products. How you get there? I mean, if you a dude and that's on your list, then you need to check yourself. You might not be a dude. Air freshener license. No. Boy, look at here. Corkscrew, jumper cables, lighter, bottle opener, air freshener, mouthwash. cologne. Well, you remember I said male drivers. Men, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Well, not you. You need to be patient. Toothbrush, Listerine, no. Tissue, no. No. Not condoms, not cologne, not slippers, not bottle opener, not cologne, not USB charger, not keys, not spare tire, not toolkit. Wow. Good stuff. But none of y'all said it. Not gas. No. So let's slide out of the headlines. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Be sure to check out John's Shoes, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today for all of your back-to-school needs, students and teachers, okay? And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well to all the goodness that goes on at John's. So check them out, both locations. Like I said, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
ID, buddy.
ID? No.
Alrighty then.
All right, call me back. Call me ID, buddy. Hey, these Dolphin fans trying to disguise themselves after that poor performance the other night in preseason. They want to blame it on preseason, but I see some chinks already in that armor. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Pleasant good PM, naughty.
Sparky, sparkadocious, sparkalicious. What's hanging? What's going
right
on?
Right here. You know, I'm still trying to figure out behavior in politics when I hear these people sit back. I figure when you finish reaching the top of the mountain, the governor general, the prime minister, you should just jump on the white horse and just ride off into the sunset and stomp. I'm hanging around here, like, keeping yourself important, and, you know, just enjoy that the people that love you, they that got rid of you, you don't get paid, you got your pension, you got the opportunity to live good for life, but you're still hanging around here trying to tell people what to do and what not to do. But suffering to be so, you're still a behavior, you got the right, that your constitutional right to open your mouth. But what I don't understand, Norman, is when I hear some of these people talk, but the reason we lost is because our people ain't come out to vote. How you know they was your people when they come out to vote?
That's fair enough. But we know there was a low voter turnout. We could agree on that, right?
What I'm saying is it was a low voter turnout because of the number count, right? We could say that is a fact. How do you know your people didn't come out to vote? How you know the people who didn't come out was your people?
Well, aren't parties supposed to have some idea, more or less, who...
Yeah, but they you know, long...
So they say.
But you know, people, you know, I grew up in the valley, right?
Uh-huh.
But I was a little mangrove skin, and my parents...
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You was holding down for light-skinned brothers for years.
No, this is following my trend. I'm going to get my weights out of my boat.
Okay.
Instead of putting marble in my ring, you know? You can shoot marbles. You ever shoot marbles?
I'll kill you with marble, and don't let me have a steely in my hand.
You know, but that we used to call that against the law.
Now, you tell me don't put marble in your ring, but now you throw clocker in my ring. What's going on?
You're breaking on my tan thing with that steely.
Oh, what you know about that? Boy, look here. So, anyway, go ahead, Sparky.
But see, what I'm saying is, people did not go out to vote for different reasons. Some were disgusted. Some were scared of COVID.
Uh-huh.
Going out, because I went to go, I mean, my MP, who's my MP now, he sent somebody to pick me up to take me to vote. When I reached out, people wearing masks and half not wearing masks. And COVID was just fresh in the air then. You try to start on one side of the road, the other fellas on the next side of the road. People shaking your hand, you don't want to shake hand, all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So we had many reasons why people didn't go to vote. Some just got disgusted with politics. Some had enough. Some retired from politics. They let the new young people, let them decide what is what. Because whatever these fellas do, they don't do what I want them to do, no way. So ain't no F of them could go around here telling me that they lose because their people ain't come out to vote. Because they don't know if their people changed their mind. Many of us changed up. Many of us was PLP in 1992. when a lot of the Bahamians, who was PLP, got tired of peddling and his cronies, and they decided they was going to make a switch in the country. And everybody, just about everybody, even PLPs voted for the FNM in August 1992. So the PLP couldn't say, well, our people didn't come out to vote. Your people's going to vote for who you thought you write them down in your book when you was moving around. You say, yeah, Sparky say he can vote for us, so you write me down, say we mark Sparky as FNM. Growing up in the valley, because I had a little mongoose kid, but my parents was known to be FNM. Everybody in the valley used to associate me with the UBP. From my started voting, I was voting PLP in the valley. You understand? But people were saying you was a PLP because you was black. And if you was Calgary Joe and white, you was UBP.
So but isn't that a myth? That. Because didn't the UBB had some very prominent darker hued Bahamians as part of their membership? Sparky?
Man, I know a fella right behind the corner behind me and Madera Street. From the north side of Madera Street, they used to refer to those people mostly as Sales Edition and things like that. They used to say they were UBP. But I know one bright fellow, I can say white guy, he actually ran for the PLP one time. A lot of people didn't know that.
Who? Marvin Pinder's, Ryan's dad? Cause wasn't
Ryan's dad ran from up in Seabreeze when I moved up in Seabreeze.
Right, and then you're talking about the late Mr. Philip Pinder, right?
Philip Pinder ran someplace else. But this guy was there, but his name was, Susie Russell. Mike Russell, I think one time he ran for the PLP way back. You know, but nobody even knew. But he was a bright guy, brighter than me. He was almost white, you know, because I'm white anyway.
You know, like they say, light, bright, and almost white.
They called me dingy. But I don't believe nobody know why the FNM. People just get tired of you. Just like right now, Brave start off very good. Everybody is all behind Brave. But coming close to that finish line, if you start the funk and your when they call cronies around, you start playing funny games, people will switch on you, and they'll go for the next guy. I mean, I hope Papa don't come back, but anyway, have a good day.
But, Bahamian, yeah, be safe, Sparky. But, yeah, Bahamian's very fickle, man. Yeah, they flip and they flop like ping pong for the last 20 years in elections. Let's go back to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yeah, they could put gas in the car every day.
No, not gas. That's a good answer, but that's not it. All right. Let me see a couple of these texts coming in, man. Sparky, the texts say, you hard red, not mango skin. And this coming from a mango skin, allegedly. Okay. Not earbuds, not hairbrush, not cologne. Boy, I can't believe this. Y'all are putting up some really good answers, and y'all just not even take a step back, breathe, and think. You're missing a couple of obvious ones that, you know, might turn your luck better. Can't give you any more hints. You're all doing well. Look at it. This one's sending 10 options. Wrench, knife, pliers, water bucket, rag, sponge, earbuds, snacks, bag. Bag of what? You got two bags down there. What kind of bags? You full bags? Quarter bags? Half bags? Sharpened bags? What kind of bags? You got a lot of answers there, but man, you're consistent with the answers. Sorry they're all wrong, but I mean, that's good participation. Thank you. No, not a change of clothes. Not a woman. Not sanitizer. Not a wheel jack. What did he tell you? Nor a new jack. Never mind. All right. None of those answers are correct, but a lot of people buzzing, man. Still buzzing on the immigration situation. Still buzzing on, the crime situation. You know, a lot of people wondering where we at, you know, socially. As far as conflict resolution and so on and so forth. Because at the end of the day, people are still killing each other. And I know the Royal Bahamas Police Force has initiatives. The new commissioner of police spoke to it. However, You know, we got to keep an eye on things. And the talk is, I mean, if you look at the picture in the Guardian, I see why tongues are wagging. The bullet hole at the top of the at one of the chairs at the function was ridiculous. If somebody was sitting in that chair, that was another fatality. And sadly, we had one. And at the end of the day, that was one too many. Because again, it's now escaping the boundaries of the inner city where it emanates from. And now creeping further and further out into societies, into residential communities. What next? And we have to honestly ask ourselves these sobering questions. What next? God forbid we get like the States. We don't need to have situations with shootings like that, gang-related or not. And we have too many now. We need to curb it. It's gone too far. Too many have died. Too many have been affected. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break. And as I get to the first break, no, not a tire, not a funnel, not a phone charger, not a slow five in an ashtray. None of the above. You're all warm in some cases, but I can't give you no more hints, man. If I give you a hint, man, you get it right away. You all been working too hard. I like it when you work on a Tuesday. Tuesday edition continues. The Talking Heads right after this.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's and help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
Hello? Can show you something else, boy. Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When you...
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors. So you can get more refreshed. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor. Topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, it's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Continues right now. Tuesday, August 23rd edition continues right now. But y'all answering well today, man. All of y'all, man. A ton of y'all texting in today. Glad y'all enjoying the show. But y'all way off. Y'all gotta expand yourself. Let me give you a hint. It's not tools, okay? Everybody hitting me in with tools? No, not garbage bags. Not bottle opener or a church key. Not a jack or spare tools, not extra shoes, none of the above. Oh, my God. Why do y'all do this, man? See, now, y'all got me torn between trying to keep my broadcasters out on and then keeping my comedians out off. Because, I mean, y'all taxes, y'all wrong, you know. Some of y'all funny in your wrongness, though. That's a funny one, Dexter. The Django one, that was funny. I'm not going to read it, but that was funny. That was funny. I will give you that. Mr. Producer, I will show it to you on the next break. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nardi, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Gardner?
Hey, man, giving thanks for life still.
You good?
Giving thanks for life. Yeah, well, so Nardi, right? The former prime minister talked about the PLP, right, and the media.
Uh huh.
You know, but you know, it's okay to be there for the media, but when the media don't ask them the tough questions.
Now. Who are you referring to now? You talking about that if the former prime minister was available to the media, the media still didn't have tough questions for him? Is that?
No, I mean the present. I don't mean the present prime minister.
Uh huh.
You know, like seems like this media now, like they waking for the present government.
Come on now, Gardner. Come on now. Come on, but not last night. All right. Don't play dumb, because I know you're quite smart.
So you know why it is percolating. How come these people in the media, right, love to talk about the commissioner of police, right, and him getting paid, right, and not knowing what the amount is, right? But what about what did he sue the government for? What was his suit? Could you tell me what did he sue the government for? What, you know?
You breaking up, spot.
Could you tell me what did the commission of the police sue the government for?
Right, that's why we need a Freedom of Information Act. I don't mind.
Listen,
the media did ask a question, and you remember now, there was a release stated, and I got to find it so I could be correct and for clarification. But if my memory serves,
I don't mean how much the settlement was.
There was a release saying why they wouldn't divulge it. Now let me find that real quick.
I don't mean what the amount of the settlement was, you know. I mean without.
Well, you gotta find that. I mean, obviously it might have been connected with you know, the vacation and the early retirement, quote unquote vacation.
They was in retirement. It was reassigned. How could you sue someone for reassigning you?
Didn't they have a vacation? Maybe they felt that it was done maliciously. Maybe it was done again.
Come on, man.
I can only formulate in my mind.
But with my I mean that the media just let them get away with the garbage. What they suing for?
But,
you know?
But Gardner, you have to understand, if the public isn't made aware okay, of the parameters and the but everything that encompasses the case, the nuts, the bolts, all the details, then you can only speculate. And that's what we've been doing for far too long, speculating like what I want. We really need to know what's happening. And that's why in these instances, we need a Freedom of Information Act.
Anyway, but you know, and Prime Minister talked about, the former Prime Minister talked about the difference between them and the PLC, His administration was about privatization of government assets, the PLB was not, but I don't see no difference.
But listen, you know no fisherman will ever call a fish tank man gardener. Come on, man.
Look at all the public jobs they privatize.
Yeah.
Garbage collection. Come on now. Cleaning up parks.
I heard you mention that the other day on, I think, one show or somebody's show, but and I agree. I mean, those contracts look like they went to homies and cronies and lovers and friends.
Right. They enrich their cronies, right? And take away what used to be decent paying jobs. You know, especially the garbage collecting jobs.
Correct.
I mean,
that used to be a decent paycheck back in the day. It might not have been the most glorious job, but it was a decent paycheck.
Right, for uneducated people. You know, we, and then this thing about the murders, you know, like, I say, well, Bahamas, they love when a murder happens in this country, no matter who it is. They love that, because they get the blame, the poverty on lack of education, or lack of discipline from parents. Come on, man. As a Mason, a block layer need a helper. A carpenter need a helper. Same way a doctor need a helper. They got to get paid. It ain't about how much skill you have or how much education you have. Come on, you need to be paid.
Yeah, but you also want people to always be the best that they can, right? So you want them to have a good paying job, but you also want them opportunity to get educated. If not in school, on the job with proper training.
You be the best block helper. You be the best assistant. But you can't leave. You a Mason can be the assistant. How could a Mason lay 800 bucks if his help ain't a good helper? You got to be paid. That's a skill. Being a helper is a skill.
Yeah,
Being a man is a skill.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, Gardner, but the problem is now we got to figure out
what we need is equality. We need wealth equality. We need wage equality. Come on, man. Our government needs to start taxing the GDP. We talk 18% of the GDP, right? Other countries tax 40%. Come on now.
We got to tax more too, and we got to make sure everybody pay the taxes and we collect them too. I appreciate the call, Gardner, but I got to get to the break.
One more thing, right?
Quickly, I got to get to the break.
You have a critic, right? Your critic saying, man, it's critic, you're saying, man, we got so much serious issues to be talking sports for hour.
Let the critic know that I appreciate that criticism. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man.
And you got all day to listen to politics. I try to give you a little bit of sports to play your mind.
I just tell you what they say.
Well, you know.
They know. And then, plus, you ain't doing that, Brian. No listening thing.
You're listening, so they need to manage you.
Talking about these issues, man. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know, everything comes in small doses, man. You never know. You too, Gardner. Be safe.
All right,
more talking heads after the break. We got Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News, and of course, my good friend Mr. C. Allen. Until the news, and then on the flip side of the news as well, into the 5 o'clock hour, because it is Tuesday, and it's the Freeport Report. It's all coming up right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrate varieties. Strawberry dragon fruit, peach passion fruit, and the new mango pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look, here you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
When I had got prostate cancer, I found out if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Value alert! Tuesday at KFC. On Tuesdays, head to your nearest KFC restaurant for crazy savings and genuine Kentucky Fried Chicken flavor. Now enjoy 10 pieces of freshly prepared crispy fried chicken thighs, legs, and wings for the irresistible price of $20. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. Offer not available at the airport location. KFC Nassau, crazy good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Tuesday edition, August 23rd edition, continues right now. Time to go to Freeport on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget, before I get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, forget today is Tuesday. It's all about crazy Tuesdays over there at KFC Nassau. You definitely want to check it out. Opening and frying until midnight at all the drive-thrus, all right? So you can get your finger licking on right up until midnight at all of the KFC drive-thrus. And don't forget, and on Tuesdays, head for your favorite KFC location for crazy savings and genuine KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken flavor. Now enjoy 10 pieces of chicken, thighs, legs, and wings for the irresistible price of $20, VAT included, only on Tuesday. All right, now let me slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, people. And it is all about the coolers. Yeah, you got to... The refreshers. You got to cool down. You got to have your options. You got to know how to cool down properly. And you know, at Dunkin', you got plenty of good options. And I recommend the Dunkin' refreshers. Strawberry dragon fruit, mango pineapple, and the peach passion fruit. Available for you at your favorite Dunkin', the Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burning Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. And of course, Carmichael, the newest location. Two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Now, before we get to Sea Island, In the second portion of the Freeport Report, got to welcome back Sarah Kirkby. Was traveling last week. Glad to have you back, Sarah. What's going on? You had good travels, safe travels?
I did, until I had to come back through my airport.
Anyway, but bump, she's here all year. Try the conch.
It was nice to get off the rock, but it's nice to be home.
Okay.
I just wish the airport could be better. I know they're working on it. I know they're trying. But Lord, the system to get your luggage is just a mess.
Now, let me tell you, very impressed. I like how the Grand Bahama News looks, Sarah. Good story. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. I like good editing, man. I love it. It's good stuff. Now, listen, bring us up to date. We got the Hurricane Dorian Memorial. The week provokes Memorial Week provokes mixed reactions. Yeah. So what was going on there?
It was just the feedback that we got. People were quite shocked that they weren't doing more here. I think because we've all been through so much, I guess we kind of feel we own it. You know, there's a lot of Nassau-centric stuff that happens. Obviously, we have the issue with the track meet. And, you know, I hate that the problem went on with the hotel. But, you know, sometimes we feel we own this one because of what we went through and also Abaco. But in speaking to Clint Watson, he made some very good points to me. Which is just that for fundraising wise, there is a larger, audience in Nassau to help fundraise. And there still are a lot of people who need help, like the Abaco one Jasper talked about today. But there are people here in Grand Bahama who haven't rebuilt, I'm not too sure if there's anyone still living in tents, but there are still people living with families. It's going to be hard. September 1st will be very hard. It's been 3 years, and we had a big rainstorm today, and it really does get your nerves on end. As someone who had to swim out of my house, it does scare you.
So, you know, I get the mixed emotions, but at the end of the day, I mean, how close are we, honestly, in your opinion, to seeing Freeport and Abaco get back to what they need, get what they need to get back to how they were? I know residents from both islands. Y'all are very independent and get it done kind of people. I think y'all just need the opportunity to, you know, get to getting it done.
I think Grand Bahama got it back together a lot quicker because we did have other services like sanitation services and the Port Authority. And that really helped us. I can tell you from an honest perspective from the Grand Bahama Children's Home, we had never seen so much help in our entire lives. And we ended up giving things to the community because we got so much for the home, which we'd never received before. So that was phenomenal for us. And it became a silver lining for the children's home because we ended up getting help from other sources that we'd never had, like the Rose Foundation, who helped us with psychological help for our children, which was immense. So there are good things to it. It's just hard. You know, you go through that, your brain kind of freaks out a little bit when those storms are coming. So I think, you know, it wasn't, I think it got mistaken that said it was a celebration, but it is a celebration that we've lived through it. We've survived. You know, Grand Bahama has a lot to go. I know Abaco physically has more to do because they didn't have as much support in that vein as we did in Grand Bahama. So.
All right. Well, we're going to, you know, keep an eye out because like I said, you know, the airport needs the improvement. We had the whole situation with the hotel. So let's get to the news. And on the flip side of the news, you and I will finish the conversation with all the headlines in the Grand Bahama news. And then we'll get to our conversation with C. Allen Johnson. All right. On the Freeport Report right here. On Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Bar, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And let me check some text real quick. Good day, Naughty. So you mean to tell me after the apprehension of 111 Haitian illegal immigrants, the best that Immigration Minister Bell has is that more are expected as the year progresses? Seriously? This is the most uncreative plan bereft cabinet ever. Well, written text right there. Texter, I like it. All right, the answer to the trivia was gum or mints. None of y'all mentioned that. Y'all got some great answers. Y'all just didn't do gum or mints, and it was gum or mints. That was the answer. So we'll double it up tomorrow on the brain teaser. All right? Now let's head back to Freeport. We've got Sarah Kirk. We're going to wrap up with Sarah, and then we got C. Allen Johnson chiming in. And then right after the first break, we'll be going to sports. I'm talking with Earl the Pearl, all right? In the Tuesday Speed Edition. That's all for fantasy. So we're going to be, we flying like Usain Bolt.
All right. I'm saying hi to my friend Earl.
Earl isn't Zoomed in, but I make sure to let Pearlie know that you chimed in. But
he better be listening.
he's always listening now. He's probably watching the Dodger game in one ear and listening to this in the other. All right, but we see that the Sweden ski dredging project is underway.
Yeah, so the problem was we all got a little bit freaked out over here because they were dredging. everyone didn't know whether that was Carnival dredging or it was Sweden's Key dredging, because there wasn't a lot of communication on it. But come down to the bottom, it was all done. It was all properly sorted out. Just kind of needed to tell the residents a little bit more. They're very excited about it, and it really does help them. The question is, where is that sand going? So that's the next story.
We got to keep the Grand Bahama News. Got to keep an eye on that.
All right. And then we have a good story on the coral.
That's what I was just going to say. The coral reef protection is the top priority for Carnival. I think that's a good thing coming from their officials as well. So yeah, that's good to know.
It is. And the good news is that we have Coral Vita here who can keep an eye on it. And they're the coral experts, you know, according to Prince William and Kate as well. So, you know, we'll have them. Really good news is the WASM phase two of campus. A lot of people don't realize, but this medical school opened in Freeport, and it really is going to be phenomenal. We're having a lot more people come through now, and they've got the second set of students coming in, and they're looking for it to grow. And the goal will be another $200 million to come into the economy. Wouldn't that be amazing for Grand Bahama?
That would be, and especially if we could get the airport lined up and the hotel lined up and all of that lined up. But
right,
that's why we got C. Allen Johnson lined up. We could talk about that with him in short order.
Please do. And then we kept with our eyesores of the week. Our eyesores, and I hate to say this because it was my favorite place to go,
Studio 69. I saw it and I said, oh, Lord.
I know. It's so sad.
I remember when I was employed at that place on Shirley Street, whose name we shall not call. We used to do some good stuff down there back in the day. But like I said, yeah, all things must come to end. Sad to see it look like that. But obviously, you know, bigger and better coming that way. So glad to hear from you.
They got to clean it up for us to have these investors come in. Come on, let's do it, people.
There you go. And keep buying the paper on Tuesday. Keep buying that supplement. Get that Grand Bahama News, okay?
And Naughty, can we say hello to Lee Termath, who was a old GB resident who knows you well? She tunes in every Tuesday to listen to the report.
Who is it?
To you. She's all the way from Canada.
I didn't hear the name, though.
Lee Termath.
Okay, yes, man.
You know her.
And she know my mom, too, and my aunt.
Yes,
indeed. So send my regards, please.
Yeah, I will. So she's tuning in. So thanks, Lee. Thanks for the support. Yep. We miss her a lot. And Naughty, as usual, thank you for telling everybody about what's happening in Freeport.
Thank you.
The paper is selling, and I feel that's got a lot to do with you. So I thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And keep them coming. Every Tuesday, we'll do the Freeport Report. You know that. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Now, be good. See Alan.
If he can be good, he'll be good at it. So, see Alan. How are you, man? Welcome to the show, as always, man. Long time no speak. Hope all is well with you and yours.
Everything is good. You know, I mean, it'll be excellent if we could get Grand Bahama together. And that's, the whole Bahamas will
that's
be
why I say, boy, listen, man, you know, Darren has been chiming in. Darren Cooper's been chiming in, doing a good job, you know, and he's been on the last couple of weeks. I said, you know what, this week I got to get C. Allen on. I got to get y'all on together probably next week. But listen, bring me up the stuff. What's going on? You're going to do we have like a Decepticon problem? Because every time there's a track meet, I think there's a problem with like track meets and Transformers. What's happening? Are the Decepticons attacking the Transformers? The way we've got issues with track meets and hotels? What's really happening?
Well, I think Mr. the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram said it best. We have done an excellent job at marketing success as opposed to actually executing it.
Uh-huh.
And so essentially what you have is, like, for instance, the excuse that the minister said that there's a Transformer went out because it wasn't used to that load. Isn't that the same Transformer that carried the load for all of those hotels?
Right. So, that makes me one of those questions. And then quickly, always the talk is, oh, well, it was sabotage. You know, it's political sabotage and mischief.
No. In Grand Bahama, we don't have unions that we could blame for sabotaging the electrical network, whatever. So, you know, sometime we'd be out on Grand Bahama for as long as 15 minutes, once a month. So
15, listen to your bragging. 15 minutes once a month. Don't poke the bear, okay, brother? Like Sarah told you, behave today. 15
hey,
minutes once
things.
A month.
We got power. That's our good
dear
thing.
Dear God, boy, look here. I'm here in New Providence. 15 minutes once a month. I would gladly say, let it bring it on. Let's make it happen.
And so, but what happens is that what we need on Grand Bahama is we need a benchmark of the truth. Because the problem is that it says you cannot manage what you cannot measure, and you cannot measure what you refuse to acknowledge. And so what we need is some management. The truth about it is that what we have is a lack of vision for Freeport, which basically is a fault, but we can arguably make the Grand Bahama Port Authority. They put out the reef plan, but we have never proceeded beyond anything beyond the talk of that. But ultimately, their reef plan has to be subject to a master plan coming from the government of the Bahamas for Grand Bahama. Now, when you started looking at, say, for the hotel deal, I follow the hotel very closely. I'm very familiar with the four aspects of the hotel deal, which is Electro America Hospitality, Coleman Group, and the AKA Hotel.
But there's not too much on their end, on their websites or whatnot. It doesn't mention too much about this grand deal in Grand Bahama.
No, they will not. What's called the open call to the investors yet on this Grand Bahama deal. Because one of the things that we, I think the error we make, and we saw that we even attributed to Electro America, and contacting their public relations, they said that is not exactly how it is. Because, you know, I have an investigative mind where we said that they would be responsible for developing a tourism product for Grand Bahama. The problem is that Electro America and Coleman Group, which owns Electro America Hospitality and the Coleman Hospitality that manages the property, one acquires properties and wants to do it. They more towards the mid-end and high-end. They don't provide amenities, golf, tennis, medical, all of things. And so what we have to do is we have never had yet leadership that defines the difference between hospitality and tourism on Grand Bahama and its potential. Because hospitality is what people experience, tourism is what people do. So you have sports tourism, medical tourism, health tourism, religious tourism, you know, all these subset of even sports, golf, tennis, all these things, you know, heritage tourism, ecotourism, whatever. Those are things people do. Hospitality rooms, the experience, sometimes they're inclusive, sometimes they're not. And so the problem is that we keep interchangeably using the word tourism and hospitality as one and the same. But what we don't have is a strategy for people like for Electro America. Because they only build rooms. They're not responsible for creating an airport to get us to get the people there. However, their expectation would be the same. Just use an example. I met with a group of investors from Japan today. And the first thing they did, they said there's two things they see. They said they see opportunity in the derelict buildings in a city. They already did their research of the potential. Their question now is just, how do we want to go about acquiring these? Is there land registry? Is there this information? You know, so a lot of questions they had asking in regards to that. They asked me, is there a master plan for the city? For which I told them, if there is one, I personally don't know about it. And so, because they want to know, what is the master plan?
There are a few master plans. Didn't some of the companies that came in, Allen, didn't they do one, and didn't the government do one under Marcus Bethel?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Public documents, so you can, an investor can take a look at it and say, good, oh, I could integrate myself into this. And so I told them, they said, well, how do you decide on things? I says, well, you hear news stories. They said, that's not how decisions are made. And they said we will refer to you because they said you're the man with the data. And I said to them, to be honest with you, I can provide you with data, but I cannot give you an assurance that it's 100% of the data that is needed. And so, you know, we just had a candid conversation because they are into development. They're looking, let me give you there. They're looking at the potential of the 1.3 million new jobs that will be created in South Florida over the next 8 years. There's a housing crisis in Florida. They also understand the directive. In fact, they said they were referred to a number of shows I did concerning the potential of a synergy between sister cities between Miami, because they understand the connection digitally between the two cities. Land mass, land availability is here in Freeport. Housing, hotel, infrastructure, everything is possible, even for the old dated system, is very easily upgraded if you know what you want. I'm not talking about the ICT, where we buy cellular structurally. The possibilities of what Freeport have, but they say it's like an investment. They see it. Be honest with you, and Sarah, I want you to listen to this. They said they spoke to people in the Grand Bahama Port Authority and in the government, and they asked them, what do you want? They asked him, what did he want? And he's saying, like, I didn't understand. I came to see how I could be integrated into what they're doing. Yeah. And so this is where he says, this is where a master plan, I'm saying to you, we have not had a vision expressed for Grand Bahama or for Freeport as it is.
Allen, the Chamber of Commerce has Dr. Marcus Bethel's report. I know they do, and I know that was public. And I know
they have a redacted copy. Everybody got a redacted copy.
Because I got you. Okay.
Fred Smith sued for it, and the court asked him to turn over a copy to him, and as of last month when I spoke to him and Carrie Leonard, they have yet to get a copy. And the Port Authority have had a number of reports today too that they don't make available to the public.
Right.
And so what you have is we've heard, that's what I'm saying, this is we have the news bites where we've heard information on it. Now, I consider myself as a student of Grand Bahama Hurricanes. And so I collect information, I collect data, I collect the news cycles. And I'm saying to you that if you really want to talk to an investor, which Electro America is looking for, what is your master plan for what people will do when they come for our rooms? Because Electro America, if you look at the quality of rooms they develop, they on the money in the quality of rooms.
But,
and the price
but you have to have a product to put heads in those beds to enjoy, to fill up those hotels, to the crux, to cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. And that's the same thing with the West End, property that we heard West End reimagined with the Kingswood property. That's the problem they had also, is they were developing a product, but the island itself does not have tourism. Now remember, a survey in the late 2000, before 2000, said that the Bahamas and Freeport more specifically used to provide sun, sea, and service. They said we no longer provide service. And so what happens is we have to have a conversation on Grand Bahama. Forget the soundbite governance about a committee to make a committee to do the airport. With all due respect, I respect the people they have for their ambition, but I would question their ability to $1 billion revitalization. So in essence, what I'm simply saying is you have to have an idea of what you want as opposed to somebody coming back and telling you what you're going to have. Because again, you're going to have an airport supposed to be having a conversation with building an airport that is totally disconnected. Because which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you have an airport to bring people in that they have nothing to come to, or do you build something for people to come to with no airport to bring them in? So it has to be a conversation, but there has to be synergy.
I think the most important thing, especially for this administration right now, if they want to have something toward their legacy, is to get that Grand Bahama Airport done, because it's on them. The onus is on us to make sure that we have an airlift provider to fill these properties.
Yeah,
rely on them. Go out there and be proactive, not reactive.
Yeah, but let me give you an example. Representing another group of investors had an interest in the airport. With all due respect, if you go back to the news cycle, you would see that they were screaming it's going to take $30 million to build an airport. It was the group of interested persons that I represented that made the argument that you couldn't do the airport for less than $100 million, which then caused within 3 weeks after that, that people who was involved with the airport bumped their $30 million to the $100 million with us. But it was very important that they made, these people are well positioned. They made an argument that you need a synergy between Abaco and Grand Bahama, and the only way to sustain both in the initial phases is to have an air bridge. Remember, we keep talking about the bridge between Abaco and Grand Bahama? Is to have an air bridge with the United States to basically feed both markets simultaneously and have a marketing plan for both as the end of recovery, which brings us back to this whole exclusive economic zone that the government has yet to say they will extend. Let me just quickly go to $13.1 billion was the revenue loss over 3 years from between these two markets. The problem is we talk about the revenue loss. I'll use an example. I own a restaurant. I make $1 million a year in a GDP type environment, of which those are salaries and profit. My restaurant burns down. I run around screaming I lose $1 million in GDP, but I never mentioned a restaurant that generated that GDP. That's the problem. So what I'm simply saying is when you look at the Grand Bahama market and Abaco market, if you look at the $13.1 billion, it'll tell you that we need about $20 billion involvement in rebuilding these ecosystem. But here's the problem. We're not having that conversation in the economic zone, and the government is using the excuse that we are bleeding out of here. Well, it's very easy to fix for someone like me digitally. I would assign a digital signature to every single property on this island or every single person that's affected. So that means now when Sarah Kirby comes and says she's making a claim under the exclusive economic zone, even 5 years from now, I have an audit trail. I could go down and say, Sarah, why did you need enough shingles for 5 roofs? Mm. You know, because it's very specific to her. It's not bleeding anywhere else. It's a simple fix from a technological standpoint, because you could have every single business in Freeport and every single business, every home in Freeport, whether they fix now or anytime in the next 5 or 7 years. And so now when any new entrants come into this market, they're not part of that regime that has been impacted. So there's no bleed over whatever. We could very specifically target them and say, okay, you're coming in under the Hawkesbury Creek Agreement. You're coming in under the Hotel Investment Act. And so this is just a digitization problem that we have. And regards to this, but I believe in all honesty, we need another 5 to 7 years, because unless we find $20 billion in the next couple of weeks, till December, or even next year or two, there is no true rebuilding of the ground. It's going to have to depend on for the new insertion and the new value added to the economy. So I'm simply saying this, we in Grand Bahama, for many of us in Grand Bahama, recognize our role we must play in rebuilding the Grand Bahama economy. I mean, the Bahamas economy. The problem is that we always have conversation in absence of Grand Bahamians who are well familiar, who have been born, bred, and live immersively in this environment and knows what to do. You have drive-by 5-year-old celebrities telling me is what I want. It's almost like a doctor. You drive, you go to the doctor and say to the doctor, he walk in the door, he says, take these and take care of it. You said, but doctor, I didn't tell you what's wrong with me yet. He said, doesn't matter. Just take
I can see you in 5 years if you're alive. Well, I appreciate both of you chiming in. Very candid, again, as always, C. Allen. And Sarah, thank you so much. C. Allen, if you're available next Tuesday, I need you back, man, so we can finish the conversation.
For those that's listening, let me say to them, nothing for us without us, nothing for me without me. That's all I'll be saying. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Y'all be safe. Appreciate y'all. Freeport, take care, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday right here on Talking Heads.
Please be nice to Earl for me. Thank you.
I will. Y'all Dolphin fans, like, stick together. Let's go to the break, man.
Bye, Dylan. Take care. Thank you.
Talking Heads continues right after the break right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure and put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. JSJohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Opa! Burger King NASA is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK NASA, where taste is king.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Tuesday edition. The Tuesday, August 23rd edition continues right now. And we are on the flip side of the break, man. So, you know. It's time to talk sports. And, of course, Earl the Pearl is chiming in. And while he chimes in, you know, we got to jump right into Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Just be patient. You've been waiting this long. Wait a couple seconds more, man.
I heard Sarah.
Uh-huh. You're all Dolphins out of hand, you know. I see how this could be. You can ride that Dodger train till the wheels fall off until you all win how you want it. And then you'll jump onto the Dolphin bandwagon, jump in that blowhole, and then continue to swim upstream. But my thing about it is, are we going to have to endure if the Dolphins lose, then you're that. I mean, if you're the Dodgers lose, you're that guy in a Dolphin jersey. And if, you know, vice versa, because you're that guy, like, with both. And it's like, I don't know. You can only be that guy when you lose either. That's not fair.
I agree. I'm going to be that guy. Either way, I'm that guy.
Either way, you're that guy, though.
Yeah.
Lord God, Father of baby Jesus, let the Dodgers not win the World Series this year, please. Thank you. Through this, I pray. Amen. Well, let's see what happened on August 23rd, all right? In Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, Wednesday and Friday, happy hour, 5 to 7, every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's. And they have a businessman's lunch special every Monday through Friday, different special daily. And you're in and you're out within your lunch hour, all right? Give them a call. That's what they all got going on for you down there at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, 377-7776. All right. Today in sports history, 23rd of August, 2022. In 1970, U.S. swimmer Gary Hall broke three world records at the AAU Amateur Athletic Union Outdoor Swimming Meet held in Los Angeles, California. In 1982, one of the best sports names ever, Gaylord, part of a game for throwing an illegal spitball. Gaylord was Gaylord was dirty, man. He had some doctored balls for sure.
Yep.
Gaylord used to doctor his balls. 1989, Pete Rose, the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, agreed to a lifetime ban from baseball after being accused of gambling on baseball. See, Gaylord used to doctor his balls. Pete used to bet on his, and that's the problem. The Reds didn't have no pitching at the time, and they used to lose.
Yeah.
And then it looked bad because Pete, but that's what I mean. Pete gambled, though. He really used to bet on the Reds, you know. He used to pick them to win, you know. It's like, how do you do that? He used to take them to win. If I bet on my team, man, look here. If I see Kershaw today, man, look here, between me and you and I doing that, I got to bet against me, man. Because on that day, I can make sure we lose against Kershaw and make it look good. You out there trying to win, and you betting on a win. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He didn't do it correctly. He messed it up. Johnny Hustle, you know, Johnny Baseball. All right, sports quote for today, courtesy of the Papa Bear himself, Joe Paterno. You need to play with supreme confidence or else you'll lose again, and then losing becomes a habit. Boy, I tell you, Joe Pa, he did a lot at Penn State University, but I can't tell you a word of lie. I lost a lot of respect for him toward the end there with the scandal that was tied up with that program, man.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, for many years, he did well up there at Penn State. Do we have a call there, Mr. Producer, or was that an old call? All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Are you not?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I make it brief for today.
No, man, you good. What's going on?
All right, man. No, I went off with Kevin Durant.
Hey, Earl, your boy chiming back in, man.
I went off with Kevin Durant, man. Spoiled.
Ah, now, before you even take another step there, are you talking about Kevin Durant, who is equally petulant and equally girlish in his own right, as how we went in on LeBron yesterday? Okay.
Definitely.
Pick it up from there. Let's go.
Because, you know, when these guys see these million-dollar checks, they forget where they come from. Now, I know what it is to be with a single parent. You come from a certain place. You say your mama is your MVP. Be humble. Now, this way, I first saw with Kevin Durant. When the Warriors beat him in the playoffs, the next year he joined the Warriors. He left. Now, you telling me you staying in the Nets and you call out Steve Nash and Sean Marks? Come on, man. Y'all could have been contenders for the NBA title at least 2 years out of three. Now, tell me how your teammates could take you seriously. You're already toxic, man. You bring that toxic environment. Even Ben Simmons' mental health ain't on. So he'd be like, you know what, this guy a flip. If he go on a five-game losing streak, what happened? But I think the NBA got them guys who spoil and girlish, like you say. Start them from the bottom and see how far they could go. Because if you that little first overall draft pick, hold on, Greg Oden or him was somewhere out here?
No, Greg Oden was number one, but tragically he had knee issues with Portland and never really blossomed.
Someone like him, I could trust a $10 million contract, but you know why? Because he played with his heart. His body, someone like Derek, when he was on Chicago, he's crying. You know why he's crying? Because he gave all he cut on that court for the Bulls. You know what it is? You can't even jaw because you tear your ACL. Now, this dude won't go against Charles Barkley. This dude won't go on Twitter typing all the time. You typing? You supposed to be training.
Well, he's not now.
You're perfecting your game. You typing on Twitter, training, get out of. Now his whole legacy diminished because of this. From Long Island, he's called him the Ranchula. He's a spider. He's a fiend. But guess what? We ain't to take him serious no more because he's going against this organization. But the people who let you in.
Well, I think this might have been, look, this might have been all smoothed out by agents now. This is what you pay agents for. Maybe his agent intervened.
He got to tell his agent what he wants. No, gotta tell, but maybe
the agent intervened and say, listen.
He got to talk to his agent.
Maybe the agent, the agent earned his money and said, listen, Kevin, this ain't going to work. They're not going to trade you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get a value. The money is bad. We can't get rid of you. What do you need from the Nets?
And you know
he could go back and get, hold on one sec, one sec.
Money and playing ball, but then he needs an houses. But when they retire, go broke, and have all the taxes and IRS on their hip, they're going to see. Now, I just switch another superstar, Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson run through us when he's gambling. But guess what? You know why it's white over them? They have a 15-year contract with Reebok. If she keep married with him, I think they're in that 12 or 11 year. If she stay married with him, she's going to get a big lump sum. They need to train these young men because they don't know about life. They get money too fast. And buying all these, even Ja Morant got a lot to prove.
Careful. Go ahead.
These boys, because they never got a little commerce class or financial security. Because it was Durant. I could say he proved himself in the league. Yeah, he's a really deadly scorer and everything. But your characters were going to make you. Now, imagine he might not get all these commercials. He might not have even got these signature deals. But one thing, boy, I respect Kyrie. Kyrie woke. He stayed.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You respect Kyrie, but Kyrie, in his own sage, burgeon, petulant, right, is just as petulant, prima donna, dookie, stuck up.
I know.
So, you get.
I respect him.
Let's be real.
He could have really been.
I don't see how you can respect Kyrie, who's guilty of some of the same things that LeBron and Durant and some of the others you've been in on.
Yes, I got mad with Kyrie because that year when they lost in the finals, LeBron and Kyrie going walking down that thing, say we'll be here next year.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I would always tell you, and Purdy will tell you this because Purdy know what story coming.
Mm-hmm.
Why I think Kyrie is a snot.
I agree.
And I'll tell you why. Kyrie is a big time. Petulant prima donna,
mm-hmm.
Stinking, stushy, spoiled athlete. I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why. Just let me finish the story. Jeff Rogers basketball camp.
Oh, my.
Chicken Nerves, who used to play at Houston.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Put some lockdown D on Kyrie Irving. Had him all in his feelings, all in the... There's video floating around of it. I'll see if I can find it. I'll check my boy Ronaldo Dorsett. Or John Marknot at 10 PS Seniors. I'm sure it's floating around. And he absolutely lost his ish.
Did you watch the video?
Stormed out of the video, out of the gym, didn't sign autographs, nothing. Petulant prima donna. So I've been done to Kyrie for a while.
You remember when Kyrie promised the little children that he didn't leave Cleveland or Celtics or something like that? You remember that?
I don't because I really don't follow Kyrie, but you tell me you respect Kyrie, so you should know all about it.
I mean, this offseason because, you know, him and LeBron, they sure is talking.
Well,
he's kept smiling over us.
The bottom line is, we could beat up our gun all we want. The way it looks right now, in Brooklyn next year, you have Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and Ben Simmons. And now they need to build out around that.
For a couple of years.
But they got to make that happen.
They want to do the best they possibly could. And I ain't seen them do much over this free agency. But back to Kyrie, is the last thing. Kyrie, I sure you watched that one-on-one with Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant said, but you can't handle me.
Oh, hold on. You mean again, when Kyrie was mouthing off at the U.S.
Exactly.
And then Kobe told him, easy money. Right, and he took his ball, he blocked him and stole the ball, dunked down there, posted him up, and then told him, you easy money.
Easy.
And on that, as a great reference, because today is Kobe's birthday. And happy birthday, Mamba. I've been a little heavy-hearted.
They balling on that little Golden Stadium, trust me.
There you go. But I appreciate...
You know, Bill Russell got him in the paint, though. What you think about that?
Huh? Who got him in the paint?
Yeah. But, you know, back to Kobe, I really respect him as a man. Because you know what? I don't know if you know the story when he won his first championship in L.A. And his mom and dad didn't approve it. That's when he married
Vanessa. Right.
And Vanessa was Latina. So they say, why you gotta marry a black girl? You go under the prom with Brandy, you know what? You losing your identity. It's extremely depressed. But this last statement, for all the youngsters listening, they listening. If you have a dream, an aspiration, a goal, a priority, don't let no one prove you wrong. You know why? Because when they sign in these checks to go to RBC, wherever, you sign youngsters, keep pushing, man. I know it's hard right now, but trust me, your hard work and your preparation and dedication will follow. You hear Naughty North to be a joke as well. He laughing at these fools. But guess what? Naughty North making money while you sleep. And while you sleep, yeah. Respect Naughty.
Yeah, bless up, my brother. I appreciate the sentiments. But boy, Brady, you know, and there's some good points he made there. But I still think Brooklyn gonna be in trouble next year. I think those guys gonna have to play together, and it's gonna be a problem. But aren't you proud of me, Brady? I made it through the day without a Kobe meltdown moment. I'm getting better. I think I'm gonna watch.
I actually, you saw when I posted it.
Yeah, you know, I was coming, and I saw it, I liked it, and I had to keep moving. It's still hard for me, man. But I think tonight or tomorrow, I'm gonna watch that final game, the 61-point performance, and just, you know, man. Some people can't, you know, they lose their favorite actor or whatever. They can't watch the movie no more. Whatever. Man, listen, I can't talk Kobe yet, man. It's still too rough. Still too rough.
I know what you mean.
Irvin, those are my two favorite players all time. Taking nothing away from the other ones, who you know I love and respect, but those two just embodied so much for me. And just, you know, and that's when my teams were my teams, you know what I mean? When my Cowboys was winning and dominating, the Lakers was winning and dominating. It was minus all this foolishness in sports. But one thing to secure about my Dallas Cowboys, man, $8 billion. We're still the richest franchise in all of sports. Jerry Jones flipped it from $700 million to $8 billion. And then,
I see that.
And that's why, Cowboy fans, we will always know, as long as Jerry's alive, don't look for no Super Bowl, because Jerry's make more money when we lose than when we win. I don't know how he does it, but hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, fix it. I want to see a Super Bowl, damn it.
Ah, boy.
Phone lines are open. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, I do apologize. Sorry.
Yeah, you called the wrong number.
No, the number's randomly selected to do a survey.
Oh, a survey?
So
what's the survey? What's the question?
Okay.
Since it's a talk show. How ironic. Survey. Brady, you want to do a survey? Oh, back, man. We would have done your survey. But would you survey in?
Hi.
What?
She said bye.
Oh. Well, you serving byes? Okay, bye. You can tell us on a survey from 1 to 10 how we said goodbye to you. Okay. So, Pearly, all right.
Sir.
Let's get up into it. Let's get into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, let me tell you, and you can laugh at this, and I don't need no big commentary from you on this. Just laugh because you're that guy and get it out to me. Oh, boy, Mark Carter calls me today and tells me, Naughty, I could bring you some whoppers, some Greek whoppers, okay? He dropped them off before I get to work. I come here now in a Whoppers. Producer sitting back, belly full. I look in the newsroom. Next producer, belly full. Whoppers gone.
So does that mean we're not talking about Burger King today, just despite Mark?
No. I never. Man, I can talk about Burger King regardless, man. I mean, it's baseball. Make that happen. That's number one.
You know, I saw Mark Thursday.
And I can give you the Bellinger baseball.
We were visiting a particular establishment at the same time.
Oh, okay.
We got to talking about his son-in-law.
Okay.
So Mark is actually going to the game this weekend and then flying up to New York for the game. I guess we play in New York, or so we playing the Mets or something after that.
Uh-huh. And let me tell you something. Bellinger loves his father-in-law, boy. He's put Mark in them good seats, you know. I seen it on Facebook.
No, but actually,
right behind the plate.
That was the owner's box.
But I don't know how it's happening, but right behind the plate, man, if Bellinger pump when he in the batting box, Mark could smell it.
He said that the owner wasn't there. So he got to sit in the owner's box.
For God's sake, if anybody got to sit in the owner's box, give it to a Bahamian. We know how to work it. We know how to make it happen. We say.
So he had a good time. So we said he's going to be in Florida this weekend for the game, and he's going up to New York for the Mets game.
And that's good, though. And to know his daughter did a great job with still doing things in the States.
I tell you this. I told Mark, I said, listen, call Belly and tell him. I say, I can't tell you what to tell him because you may go tell your Yankee, right? I say, tell Belly A, B, C, D, and E, and then C. And actually it worked because Belly had a pretty good couple of games since then.
Belly could be all right, man. I think it was all the fatherhood and stuff earlier in the year. But, when kids keep you up late at night, boy, that could really affect your whole mojo.
But I tell you something, I'm really anxious to see who's gonna make this the playoff roster.
We need to see who.
Somebody's not gonna make it.
Well, we'll talk about that in your favorite segment that's coming up in short order.
We gotta talk about Bahamas. I understand we have a big game Thursday coming, eh?
Yeah, man, and that's what I wanted to talk about, man. So we probably got to go to BK on the way to that and grab some Greek whoppers. You know what I mean? That $13 that's King's feast. We'll mash that down, and then we go watch the game on Thursday.
Tell Mark, link it.
Yeah, he got to link it because guess what? Pretty, when people just do wrong for me, I started mentioning that. Mr. Producer was talking and interacting with me all through the show, right? Now, when it comes to the Whoppers, guess what? Profile looking into the newsroom. Kevin, look me in my eye. But see, he's a Dolphin, so you'll probably support that behavior.
If I had walked in that studio expecting that Mark had sent Whoppers and I came in there to do an in-person thing with you today, I would have been very upset with him. He would have been like, hi, under the console.
We have to do something, man. I got to talk to management on this. Hey, who's your supervisor? My same one as me? I calling them now. I don't care if they're on vacation,
Can we get into the the local thing, and you could deal with that when you done finish? Because I'm benefiting with that.
But the producer is local, and I want to deal with him now on why they eat up my Whoppers. That's what I want, Mr. Producer. He's a Bahamian, right?
If people listen to you talk about this, they're spreading you biggest the house, and you only but as big as a toothpick.
I got a good metabolism, man, and I got a great wife who keeps me in shape. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so Pearlie, all right, we'll get into the local scene, okay? Like I said, brought to you by BK, and we'll get into your favorite segment, who's in and who's out. But locally, man, like I said, Thursday, qualifying round, it continues. FIBA, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And we got Buddy Hield playing, we got Kai Jones playing, we got Michael Thompson III playing. Now, some of the big names as well as, a completely rounded out squad. So we got some good components.
Is Shaq Kobe playing? Is Shaq Kobe going to play?
I got to double check that. I know Dwight's still playing over there in Europe or Central. Where is Dwight now? Dwight is either in Europe or, if not in Europe, in South America somewhere in one of the top divisions, playing big time ball.
Okay.
I think he's in South America, and I think he's in the hunt right now.
You find out why Aiden isn't playing?
No. I don't know. It's undisclosed. I called his agent, or his press, his publicist. No comment. No reason why.
Okay.
It says he's not going to play in the next game, which is this one coming up. All right? He's sitting out. The reason remained ungiven, and that is of August 17th, story by Simba French in The Guardian. And no updates since then until now as to why he's not participating. And bear in mind, that's 6 days ago. But no updates over the last 6 days as to why he's not playing. So we'll keep our eye on here on that and see how that develops. All right?
All right. I see John Coelho's got took one on the chin.
Yeah, but I still think they're going to win that series. I'm not worried about that. I still think they pull that off.
They've been doing that all season, just like losing some games they shouldn't lose.
Yeah, but that Washington Mystics team is not a bad squad. They got some good players on that squad.
Yeah, but this is the late day sixth rank. We still should beat them.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you there. And I still like Jonquel and the Sun to get it done. But like I said, the Mystics is one of those teams that give you a little bump in the road. But maybe that's good because it gets you prepped for the longer haul into the playoffs. So you've seen some things before. You can make the adjustments and play through it.
Yeah. I know. We got them tomorrow night, I think it is. Yeah, tomorrow night.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the second break right now. And on the flip side of the break, pitching for the Dodgers tonight.
Gosselin, 15-1.
Sounds like a plan.
He's coming off a loss. Is he coming off a loss?
And you're playing the Mariners.
No, we got the Brewers.
I mean the Brewers. The Brewers, correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know the Dodgers are 8-1 against the spread when coming off a loss. Isn't that a great statistic to know as I think about putting you in my parlay?
You know, I got to start getting into this parlay. You know, it looks like this could be quite enjoyable.
My brother, you can sit on your couch and I will listen, man. During this football season, I will show you. All right? First thing you need to do right now is go to islandgame.com. All right? Theislandgame.com. Log on. Get to your account. Click on Sportsbook and just look at the wonders that's all before you and the fun you could have. And I'll walk you through it. All right?
Island Games or the game?
Game. Singular. Theislandgame.com.
Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom. Check it out during the break. We'll be right back at you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Tuesday, August 23rd edition continues right after this.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste is your place.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Tuesday edition, August 23rd edition, continues right now. Down the home stretch we come. All right, Pearly, who you like tonight? And, of course, you know.
Who I like tonight?
You like that?
Let's see who I like. I was just signing up the Island Game.
You like that sports? You like that sports book? Hey.
That looks pretty good to me.
It looks exciting. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
I like the Dodgers over the Brewers tonight.
Okay. I like it.
I like the Braves over the Pirates.
Okay.
I like the Yankees over the Mets tonight.
I think so too. I got a funky feeling. I think so too.
Just a funky feeling. They shouldn't, but you know, I think the Yankees can do it tonight.
I think the Kansas City Royals get it done against the Arizona Diamondbacks as well.
Yeah.
I think they've become that team you talked about that's in the tour that brings up a bunch of youth and then they finish strong. And Dayton Moore has kind of done what he's done with Kansas City, what he did in 2014, 15, and 16, like we talked about the other day. Won a World Series in the deal. You know?
Anger with Rafa. Don't get that greedy. Don't get that greedy.
I also
like Verlander. I like Verlander, the Astros over the Twins tonight.
I was just going to tell you that. And I also like the Padres to get it done against the Guardians tonight as well. Your boy Manny Machado is taking that team on his shoulder since Tatis went down, buddy.
Manny's probably the most one of the top two or three hated people in Dodger Stadium.
That's okay, but he had a dinger the other night.
Yeah, and he made a statement. We all win a World Series before you. Not.
Okay, calm down. Musa, I think we've covered it. That's a pretty couple of good picks right there.
And I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants walk all over Detroit.
Pearly, you know what Saturday is? Saturday's the kickoff of college football, buddy.
Yes.
Three big games and more.
Yes. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, see, buddy.
You know what's upset me?
There needs to be libations.
Not enough behemoths for college football.
All right, somewhere. College football indulgence.
We can do that. I may be in Marlin Stadium.
Okay, well, if you're in Marlin Stadium, that's fine. If not, we'll make it happen. All right?
Yeah.
And that's what we like tonight, all right? And that's a wrap right there for today's episode. All right. Pearly, you got anything to say before you get out of here?
All I got to say is I'm really getting pissed off at my Lakers. When I get to see the headline is we're going out back to bring Schroeder back there. I just
cringed. No, listen, the deal with Kyrie's off the table.
Yeah, I know that.
So now with Buddy and Turner.
Back in the picture.
No, but they need to do what they need to do. Get Turner and Buddy Hield and at least we have a more viable shot. With a big man who could block shots in the middle in the form of Turner. You got AD over there at the small forward where he likes to play, so he don't have to come play center and he don't have to get his, you know, mangina in or not. And then you got Buddy who could step in right at the two guard. All right? You got LeBron at the small forward, and then you find a viable point guard to put right there. Austin Reeves could be a point guard.
No, I
But the problem is the Lakers
was prepared to give up two first-round picks for Kyrie, but they're not prepared to give up the two first-round picks for Buddy and this guy. So they're trying to work a deal where they could probably throw in Hunt Harden like that.
Yeah, and get his money off the books. All right, we got a call real quick before we go. Let's make it quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Real quick, what you got for us today?
Hey, Nutty, now I was listening very carefully just now. You giving LeBron James a position on the team, but you say you want LeBron James off.
I was being objective as I have on my broadcaster hat. I don't have on my Laker hat.
No. You have to decide, sir. What are you going to do?
Well, I know what I can do with that Dolphins jersey. I can line my
brother. LeBron James small forward. You put him there. You said you're not there. You're Ja Morant Afarian. You have to decide.
All right. Okay, you know what? Allow me to say this.
I am listening.
They call it touche in France. You win on a buzzer beater today. I will be back strong tomorrow.
No. Horse.
What?
You tonight, Naughty. Give him the win. That is unbelievable,
Naughty. I'm listening. You got to understand people are listening to you, you know?
Listen, come on, man. And objectively, I told Earl, I said the Lakers could play him at that position.
You're not even optimistic because what you did, you said as long as LeBron James is on the team, you betray, you going, you with Ja Morant.
Correct.
But now you're setting up the positions and you place LeBron James as small forward.
Because I'm doing that in my capacity as a broadcaster, which I can do.
No.
So I take my touche back and I'm not a whore.
You need to get rid of him. Get rid of him. So you could come back home. See, when you come back home, I could tease you more. When you go back to LA, I want you back there.
I need you back there. You're a poke the bear, make sport, push button, bob it. That's what you are.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
you take your bob it behind that bear. I can take my horn. Take his fishy dolphin behind. Or is it Dodger Blue tonight, early?
Don't get me in your problems. I the Dodgers tonight. You know, Dolphins playing tonight.
Okay.
29, I believe. The Blues.
Anyway, I could burn the two of these jerseys. So sweet, slow roast on hickory. Be gone. You see tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.